dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Put him right in.
You put him right out there. So, like, what are you banking on? The idea that Tyler Shuck isn't ready? Guess what? If Shuck isn't ready by week one, he's never going to be ready.
Maybe he gets injured.
He was injured a lot in college.
Similar to the way we view Joe Flacco, maybe you just need somebody to start the first 6 to 8 weeks.
Okay, but if that was the case, why would you give up assets to have someone start the 6 to 8 weeks? Like, if Shuck goes down, or if Shuck can't play at all, aren't you entering yourself back into the draft for quarterback of 2026? Don't you want to lose as many games as possible at that point?
I don't know, teams always think that way. I don't know Kellen Moore in his first season's thinking that way.
Okay, that's a great point, because Kellen Moore would be the wild card in this scenario, because you can go 1 year and be fired and be done.
Yeah. Well, and it's...
He also is a perceived to be quarterback whisperer himself.
Yeah.
So he would have value in the idea that I can make this guy great.
And, I mean, their other quarterbacks are Spencer Rattler and Jake Haener.
Yeah, and Rattler, none of that's going to work.
Yeah. Well, it's not a good plan. I don't know. The Browns' plan is
well, but he had success with Kenny Pickett, though.
You're right, technically. Though every time somebody's like, okay, so the tie that binds you here, it's not Joe Flacco.
No, and that's where I think people get this wrong.
Yes, and in fairness, I'm much more happy to trade Kenny Pickett for a markup, like some sort of transfer fee of like, well, we got him for DTR and a fifth rounder, but you can have him for like a compensatory third rounder.
Mm-hmm.
I'm much more happy for that than, hey, we just got a fifth rounder for Joe Flacco.
Yeah, in my estimation on this, I think Pickett would be the play because of that connection. It would not be about Joe Flacco. But I find it interesting that everyone is now connected to the Browns and the Saints, and we're not going to have this answer for months on end.
So I think the reason why it's more likely to be Flacco is, I think if Kevin Stefanski's honest, I don't think Kevin really ever wanted Joe Flacco back. If a year ago...
Oh, no. I meant for the Saints. I want to make that clear. For the Saints, Pickett more than Flacco. I agree with the idea that people believe that Stefanski and company would want Pickett to start at some point this year.
Like, if you look at just the general skill set, and you and I have had this conversation about limitations, I think Kevin feels more comfortable with a quarterback with more limitations, because they're more likely to go out there and just run his offense. And I think that is, by the way, that's a Shanahan thing too. Like, I think that's why Brock Purdy fits what he wants to do. Brock Purdy can do like two things, but they fit within that offense. So go do those two things and don't deviate from it. And I kind of feel the same way about Kevin. I think he likes his quarterbacks to be a little bit more on the limited side physically, because then they have to lock into his offense.
Yeah, you can't go 80 miles per hour on the highway if your car only goes 65, Nick.
Yes. And so I guess this would make it like a Ford Tempo and like a 19-something.
So it's closer to like a dune buggy than anything at this point.
But no, I look at it and think to myself, you don't want to do what like the Panthers did with Baker 3 or 4 years ago, where you trade for the guy in July, because are you really setting that quarterback up to succeed if you don't trade for him until right before the season? But I guarantee you, unless the Saints sign somebody out there like a Carson Wentz, the longer it's just Tyler Shuck, Spencer Rattler, and Jake Haener, the more likely it is, I think, they come by and at least call about one of the two veteran quarterbacks.
I mean, I'm going to be surprised if it's not just Tyler Shuck starting week one and that's just what they're doing. I mean, that's what, if you're Kellen Moore, that's everything you want and then some, because you want to be able to show this young kid, he's not young, he's 26, but you want to be able to show the rookie quarterback not only how to do it, but throw him in the fire right away and then see if you need a quarterback for the following year.
So it's interesting. I do think that there's a yes or no question that most teams actually do try and sincerely answer before they throw a kid out there, which is he playable? And I just don't know that Tyler, I know that he has played enough football to be, and is old enough to be considered playable. That doesn't mean he's NFL ready.
I don't know. I just keep going back to all the draft evaluations. And one of the things they did kept saying is that his arm was better than Cam Ward's right now. His skill set was better than Cam Ward's right now. It's just at 26 years old, you just got nowhere to go with it.
And
like you've already done it, and there's nothing gradually that's going to get better. Whereas Cam Ward obviously can only go higher.
Oh, I don't think it's so. I think it's just the speed of the game. Like, I do think that there are certain guys, like, the physical tools, sure, you can't necessarily get better physically because you're a grown-ass man, he's got a 401k and a family. But, I mean, even like with Shador, Dillon Gabriel, it's why we're having the conversation about both guys played a butt ton of college football. It's the idea of you might be better served week 9 starting than week 1. But to what you're saying, I do think if you're Kellen Moore trying to make a splash in the NFL and make a name as a head coach, Kenny Pickett and or Tyler Shuck make you are your Sam Darnold or your look at the quarterback I found, the Jalen Hurts,
yeah,
a hell of a lot more than if you just go out there and get Carson Wentz at 32, or certainly if they were to try and trade for Joe Flacco.
It's interesting in a weird way, Kellen Moore and Kevin Stefanski have a lot in common in that respect, where they both you get the credit for the Kenny Picketts of the world, and you're trying to avoid, if you can, throwing the Joe Flaccos of the world out there because you just get no credit in that regard.
Which is wild because Kevin did, but it's just different, right? I like, well, it's the end of the season. It's this, that. Nobody picks apart. Like, people still give him more credit, specific to Kevin, for Jacoby Brissett, who statistically was the same quarterback in Cleveland that he was in Indy.
I know, but he had that. We've talked about this before. He had the offense. At one point, they were fifth in the NFL as far as yards and scoring. Like, they at least he was able to put points on the board, and that was no one expected that with Jacoby.
I feel like this might be a broken record take by me, but I really hope somebody offers something for Kenny Pickett, because I can face a world where we play Joe Flacco for 8 weeks and go 1-7. I can face a world in which we play the young guys from the rip, even if you juggle the two of them throughout 18 weeks and one gets 9 games, the other gets 8, and you go 1-16. I can face that world. Going 1-16 or going 1-7 to start the season with Kenny Pickett, and I'm going to have to be the guy screaming, "I told you so," on that one. Like, I can't, and even with Sam Darnold, like, you know, avowed Sam Darnold doubter, yeah. Nick Wilson.
Yeah.
And finally last year I was proven wrong. It's the opposite of
well, that's our wait long enough and your sports take will become right or wrong.
Yes. And so I
basically 90% of sports take, you just wait long enough, it'll be right or wrong eventually.
But when you look at the Sam Darnold thing, I never doubted the physical traits. So with Kenny, he doesn't have great physical traits, and he doesn't have great mental traits.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Traits. So what am I falling back on?
Well, again, you don't have to fall back on anything. I think the Browns are falling back on what happened with the Eagles last year, which was such a tiny, it's one game. It's one game, but obviously
tinier than his hands.
Yeah, even tinier. Okay. Even tinier. It's somehow that's possible. It's possible. I can't get the image of him wearing the two gloves at practice and it was hot outside, Nick.
Yeah. It's very Michael Jackson.
It's hot outside. He's got two gloves on. I just say, wild to me.
You don't need a glove on to grab it, I always say.
But, like, so we know the Browns and the Eagles are very close, right? We know that. And we know that Andrew Berry and Howie Roseman and the connection they have. You got a lot of bad intel from people you trust if Kenny Pickett really does stink and has nowhere to go from here.
But this is where I'm torn. I think Kevin is really. I don't think it's Glaze, as the kids say. I think he's genuinely excited to see what he can do with Kenny Pickett.
Glaze,
and which means it means like it's like over the top praise. So it's I just wanted to make sure.
I had to think about it for a second. That's not one we typically use yet at this point.
The only thing I like glazed are my donuts. Oh,
that's all I could think about. It actually made me hungry.
I kind of could go for like a really good like devil's food cake.
When you said glaze, I thought Krispy Kreme immediately.
Yeah,
that's the glazed donut place, obviously.
The late 90s were really the peak for
it
them.
It was so
that
good.
Was a good time.
Why? Has there ever been a food, though, that after you had to eat it hot? If it wasn't hot, it wasn't the same. I know that's with some foods, but within, you had like a 10-minute window, or it was just gone.
Just a 10-minute window?
That was really about it.
216-474-0092. Are the Saints in play for one of the Browns' quarterbacks? Cynthia Freeland, NFL Network analyst. We'll ask her about her weekend. We'll also ask her about the strength of schedule, how much it matters to the Cleveland Browns in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.